Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's Football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Changes. What are the Broncos doing? Well, it looks like, Here's VJ.
Tough guys out for the game. We've got two out. We got Jared Verdier with a knee and Adam Pac-Man Jones with a thigh. Shaq Barrett had a sick day today. He's okay. He'll be fine for Sunday.
Did he have a Bradley Roby sick day or a real sick day? That'd have been my follow-up question. VJ on right guard.
We have not.
Have you made a decision at right guard?
We have not.
Okay. Do you think you'll win on Sunday?
We have not.
We have not.
Do you know whether or not Joe Woods is going to continue to be the defensive coordinator next week?
We have not.
Have you guys, as a team, gone to see A Star Is Born?
We have not.
That movie is really good.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
I have one for him.
I'm telling you, man. I was crying like a baby.
Does your coaching staff lose sleep at night?
We have not.
Should we ask for suggestions on the text line? Talk to VJ? Ask VJ a question? Have you figured out where to have your victory celebration?
We have not.
No?
Have we decided which one of us is going to fill up that drink that D-Mac is sucking
on right
now?
Is that bothering you?
No.
I was going to go with PSL, but...
What is that?
Pumpkin Spice Latte!
Woo!
Have you
what
tried
is
the
up with
VJ,
you
have you tried the PSL?
We have not.
What? Oh man, you're missing out, dude. No, I went with the refresher, large refresher, because it's such a VJ. Have you tried the refresher?
We have not.
Jeez, what? All right, I got my tea. Have you tried Kyle's tea?
We have not.
Oh. Delicious.
Delicious.
Have you considered...
Where'd you get that drop from, man?
It's just
delicious. Where is that from, Big Sexy? Where do you get that from?
Sounds like Earl a little bit.
That's the iced tea lemonade commercial.
Iced tea lemonade commercial?
Delicious.
Delicious.
By the way, when did Earl Boykins become a political figure? When did that happen? Hey, help me out here. Who exactly is for 112?
I don't even know what it is.
I just heard 10 million people say why it's terrible. I'm like, who's supporting that sucker? Are you guys supporting 112?
We have not.
No? All right. Silliness. So Max Garcia could be right guard. I guess that's the biggest change. What
dilly
else?
Dilly
dilly. Dilly What were these big changes going to be, Alfred?
I thought we were going to see Bradley Roby to the bench, and
apparently not.
That's not going to happen.
No.
He's a starter.
He is a starter.
He doesn't go with the twos.
No.
He goes with the ones.
He goes with the ones.
He goes with the ones.
Right.
Bradley Roby is a starter. Bradley Chubb is a starter. Von Miller is a starter. All of them go with the ones.
I do have some bad news. It is going to be like 20 degrees. And
29.
When it's cold, it's tough.
I know.
When it's cold, it's tough.
Anyways. What are we doing at 5:30, Big Sexy? What are we doing? We're going to look at the forecast? We need a guest. We need like a weather person.
You know how hard it is to get a weather person at 5:30?
Why don't we just get Parker the Snow Dog from Loveland and he just bark into the phone? He can tell us about ski conditions and how cold it is. Because we all know...
When it's cold, it's tough.
Well, we all know that the last half hour of the newscast is weather. So,
oh, first 10 minutes, last 10 minutes, 15 minutes in between.
We all know Kathy Saban is busy at 5:30.
Yeah, but they are busy. I'll give them that. I mean, they actually do something.
We just talk sports.
Hey, then you go to the sports cast on local TV, and it's like, hey, the Avs won 6-1. Here's half of a goal, and back to the weather. Like, they score six goals. Have you ever noticed that? Like, they score six goals. Sounds pretty exciting. They'll show maybe a goal. Avalanche on the road to Buffalo. Big night for Nathan MacKinnon. Scored four times. Here's one of them. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
You say it's all about the...
I mean, seriously, who couldn't do that? I mean, I'm not trying to rip on my...
You just did.
...great sports friends, but, I mean, you know, what's that taking you, 15 seconds to write? Hey, well, let me figure out my sportscaster tonight. Done. Enter.
Troy Rank does a better job than that.
Well, Troy Rank's a real writer.
So he has a story.
No, they make him work.
And
they
he's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy with a story.
Well, let's not go that far.
Okay. It's just a storyteller?
Yeah. I mean, he's not... Listen, there's...
What are you saying?
There are just the good-looking sport guys, but they're all good dudes here in this market, so I don't want to rip on any of them. Nick. Like, Nick is ridiculously good-looking, right?
I don't know what you're doing.
He's the dude that dresses up like the Heisman Trophy.
It looks glorious.
I mean, because he looks like the Heisman Trophy.
I lift things up and put them down.
Except he's, like, a really awesome guy. I wish he was a bigger jerk, then I could make fun of how good-looking he is. But impossible. I don't even know. Wait, who's the new guy on 9? I don't even know who the new guy is with Rod. Who's on with Bitter Rod Mackey nowadays? Who is that?
Rod's Bitter?
Rod.
That's my guy. He's my guy.
No, he's my guy, too.
Remember Brody Logan?
We Brody! Right, Brody. Brody. I hear he's a good dude. See, I think we're doing well. Not really breaking the game down too much. We're hanging in there. All right, right? I mean, this is a way more upbeat show than yesterday, right? Look at the sun's out. We're laughing. Talking about Brody. You don't really want us to talk about the Rams, do you? Let's see how we can screw around for another 10 minutes. Troy Rank joins us next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
I'm wearing a dog collar and leathers. Get away. I bet Troy Rank looked good in like a dog collar and leathers. They do not let him wear that on Denver 7. He's presented by the Tranny Law Offices. If you or someone you know been arrested for a DUI, contact the Tranny Law Offices at 303-333-1816. But we know Troy wasn't really a metal guy. He was a
I was in high school. I was Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, you were? You were?
I liked Dio. Yeah, I listened to metal in high school, and then when I got to college, when I started DJing at CU, at KUCB, I got heavy into alternative.
See, I thought you were wearing like Flock of Seagulls hair in high school, dog collars.
What is alternative music?
Oh, well,
new wave,
The
new
Cure,
wave music. Yeah, the Cure,
the Smiths,
Smiths,
Morrissey, same thing. Real depressing crap, you know, like tight jeans and big hair.
Well,
and
you know what? U2 was actually alternative when I was DJing. They were still considered alternative.
Oh, really? Were you a good DJ?
I mean, my twin brother and I, Tracy, had a blast doing it. I would not say we were good, no. But we had a blast doing it.
All right, Troy, what was the mood down there at Dove Valley today?
You know, they were embarrassed. As you guys have talked about, they were humiliated. There's a sense of pride. Got to punch back. Got to show better effort. Got to show better performance. They've made this week a chance, you know, to rally around each other. They're really adamant about, hey, don't point fingers. Let's not fracture. The season's still young. Whether it's not, you know, it's a different question. But they made a point, DMAC, to, you know, especially the defensive players, to, hey, circle the wagons. We got to get this fixed. Let's not, you know, let's not fracture here. It's just a terrible week to try to rebound. I mean, it's a bad matchup to try to rebound. But I do expect them to play well. I do not expect them to win.
How is Bill Musgrave this week? How was his persona? What was his mojo like this week? I know he had a tough week burying his father.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I mean, his father passed away. They flew him back to Grand Junction after they arrived from New Jersey, New York that night. He attended the services on Monday. He was back to work. Regular, you know, got all his regular work in, but that's tough. I mean, let's not pretend. Real life does get in the way sometimes, as it should. But he fell on the sword this week saying the play calling wasn't very good. It was on him. He didn't like anything about his play calling, that he didn't allow anyone to get into rhythm. He blamed himself for it. And, you know, that they got imbalanced. Part of it was the score, obviously, in the fourth quarter. But, you know, I mean, it was just a weird week that he publicly admits we've got to get Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay more involved. And Freeman ends up with 5 carries. They rushed the ball 4 times total in the second half, and the third quarter 2 times. So no one draped themselves in glory against the Jets. It was obviously a bad week. It's one of the worst losses they've had over the last 2 years, and that's saying something.
Okay, changes. Garcia for McGovern, I guess. What else?
Yeah, that'll happen. You're going to see more of Tremaine Brock. I think they would have liked to bench Bradley Roby, frankly, but Brock hasn't been healthy. And, you know, again, he didn't play much last year. He hasn't been, you know, a steady cornerback in a year and a half. If they had another option, I think Roby would have been on the bench. But I'd look for him to play a little more nickel and a little more inside with Brock kind of helping.
Well, you say look for him. You mean Roby?
Yeah, to play more of his role.
You know what? I think that is where I think that he's going to get the best value is in the slot.
Right. Well, inside and or just true nickel, third down, obvious passing situation where he's really struggled. First and second down passing situations where when he was a nickelback, he was pretty good. I mean, he rated one of the better nickelbacks in the NFL. But this year, his technique has just basically betrayed him. The Robbie Anderson plays were just kind of stutter step moves. They weren't anything he hasn't seen before, and he looked like a guy who's clearly lost some of his confidence. He says he's going to be a confident player, but he would have been benched, DMAC, had they had a true option behind him. But you've talked about it. No Brendan Langley available. He's on the practice squad. Isaac Yiadom's not ready for that role. So, right. You know, and Garrett Bowles, if Jared Valdir were healthy, I'm pretty sure Garrett Bowles would have been benched. But that could
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
That's what I said, too. I said the Valdir because then you can
I think you're going to move Valdir to left tackle.
Okay, but hold on.
Billy turning on the right side.
Why?
And bench Bowles.
Why do you think that? Because that certainly wasn't the message out there. What gave you that impression?
Because he just hasn't performed. They're just frustrated by his lack of improvement. It's just like it was last year. He continues to struggle in pass pro. He continues to lead the league in penalties. And he just is not, you know, understanding and able to make in-game adjustments. At some point, he's got to show more composure and self-discipline. My issue with Bowles is simply, I'm not a technique guy. I can't sit there and analyze offensive line play. But I'll tell you this. What I do notice from watching him in the last year and a half, he allows one bad play to become a bad series, to become a bad quarter. And that's something he's got to be able to control. That, you know, the next play is the big play. And he has trouble overcoming a mistake, and it turns into several mistakes.
All right, Troy, what's your pick?
I think they're going to play well, but they just do not have the firepower to match with the Rams. I have the Rams winning 31-23, that it should be a pretty good game, but I just don't think – and here's a stat you guys can use that was given to me today. The Broncos have not scored 30 points or more since the second week of last season. That is now the longest active streak in the NFL with the Giants scoring 30 against the Panthers. So – to say the Broncos would win, I mean, you're going to have to say they're going to win in the 20s, and you can't beat the Rams right now without scoring 30 points, and they haven't done that since that Cowboys route last year.
See, you feed into what we led the show off with saying just run the ball more is too simplistic a way to explain what they need to do, because it's moving the ball, first downs, third downs, red zone, scoring the ball, and it's not just running the ball. Because
well, you're right, D-Mac, but I will tell you, pause on this. Here's the issue with they do need to run. I would emphasize Janovich more, and I know we make fun of that 22 Janos, but emphasize his role more, because when he runs, it forces the linebackers to make difficult choices to open up the play action. When they run out of a single back set, the linebackers don't respect it, and they drop deep, so the play action's open. So you're right. You can't just run against the Rams. But you can with Janovich to open up play action in the middle of the field.
There you go.
That's the easiest pass in football if you run the ball well. But the problem is they run the ball well, then they come back in single back set, and they know it's going to be a run. The linebacker just drops back a few yards in coverage, so now the middle of the field's not open. Get the middle of the field open. That's where Case Keenum owned it last year with the Vikings, partly because he had a tight end he trusted, but regardless. Use Jano to establish the run to create play action and play action boot. That's my answer to their
offense. Dude, I like it. There you go.
It means nothing because I'm a sports anchor. I get it, but that's what I would say. Play action boot.
Are you a writer or a sports anchor?
I've been a sports anchor now. I haven't been a true writer since, 2.5 years ago?
I mean, seriously, how long does it take to write a 3-minute sportcast about about 30 seconds or so.
No, but I know I write every day still. I still write 1,000 words a day.
No, I know that. You're a real writer.
That's just practice, huh?
I'm just saying, for those sportscasts, what does it take, about 2-3 minutes to write those up, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
90 seconds, 92 seconds, whatever it takes, you know.
Hey, as played Buffalo, look at this. Here's a goal. Back to you with the weather. I mean, stuff like that, right? It's not that hard.
Hey, listen, the hard part is you've got someone in your ear,
yeah,
and you're saying act natural when you've got a heat lamp on you. You're on a set like
right.
It's a hostage negotiation with someone talking in your ear. That's the hard part of TV.
Radio is
act
cool.
Natural and do it on a deadline. Hey, you have 30 seconds, and when you have 30 seconds on TV, you have 30 seconds. You do not have 32 or 33.
No, we're 2.5. We're 2.5 minutes late for our break right now. We don't even seem to care.
Troy, in your ear as you're doing your broadcast, we need you to stretch this 10 seconds.
Exactly. Hey, play action boot.
Play action boot. Okay, thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. Troy Rank doing a great job filling in on the morning show. There you go. Okay, let's have some fun. Let's look at some of the other games. Our King Supers fan football pick'em. If you did not see the video of Mark Schlereth being shamed, it is priceless. Go to 1043thefan.com to check that out.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Okay, Alfred, let's break some of these games down aside from the Broncos. And we'll have the fire up for you at 5 o'clock. Also, Mark Schlereth is doing the game with Dick Stockton, our very own Mark Schlereth, who got shamed this morning. Great video. And now he'll be a superstar on TV this weekend. So we'll have Mark coming up in about 10 minutes as well. Should be fun. First, Chargers against the Browns.
It's fake for Gord. Now, in the air to the tight end, has the left sideline outside the numbers. 10-5. Virgil Green to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Rivers to Virgil Green.
Mayfield in the shotgun. From the 19 of Baltimore, he's back to pass. He steps. He throws. End zone. Touchdown. It's Higgins. What a beautiful throw. What a beautiful throw by the Baker.
Okay, Alfred.
This is a good one. I am going to say that when you start to do evaluations on picking games, at least when I start to do evaluations, I start with the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking the wily veteran who has that team going in the right direction with Phillip Rivers. You knew I was going to pick Phillip Rivers, but anyway, he's having a solid year to start off. He's got 1,495 yards passing, and he is on fire. Melvin Gordon is still looking good. He's looking elusive. Keenan Allen is bringing it up. And Derwin James, the rookie, leads the team in sacks with 3. How about that? Miles Garrett on the other side has 5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel Ward has 3 interceptions. Tied for the league lead.
Dude's on fire.
He is on fire.
He may be the rookie of the year.
It's gonna be a good game. I just think that Phillip Rivers and the Chargers may feel like this could be their shot. So I'm picking the Chargers.
Okay. I will take the Browns. They're hot.
It's at Cleveland.
Okay. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, but I'm, you know, what did you do on Pick'em?
I took the Browns on Pick'em.
I took the Chargers.
Shame. All right, moving on. Seahawks at the pathetic and imploding Raiders.
Second and goal from the two. Quick snap. Goff has time. Looks to the end zone. Throws. Ball's tipped in the air. Ball is picked off in the end zone. Coming near sideline is Clark. He's out across the 15. Breaks a tackle. Across the 20 to 25. Ball is tipped up in the end zone. And Frank Clark comes away with it. And he looks like the second coming of Jim Brown.
Jared Cook is down to the left. From the gun, Carr fires. Touchdown! Cook had one-on-one.
Well, great Brent Musburger.
That's good.
All right. Well, I guess they got to play each other at some point, so somebody's going to win or a tie. You could pick a tie here if you wanted to.
No, I'm going
to
pick the Seattle Seahawks. I think that after last week's offensive explosion against the Rams, I think that they are starting to get their mojo back. I'm looking at their interception leaders. Bradley McDougal has two interceptions. You remember who he got the interceptions against?
Case Keenum.
That's right.
Okay.
And he leads their team with two. They are plus six over there with Seattle, and the Raiders are minus four. I think they create a turnover, and I think that Russell Wilson is playing some of his best football now that he's starting to get a mesh going on with the offensive coordinator out there. I'm picking the Seattle Seahawks to beat Derek Carr and John Gruden and send that train off the tracks for another week. I got the Seahawks.
Whoa! Teach your boys how to throw that football. Whoa! Whoa! Meanwhile, what a great game this shapes up to be. The Chiefs at the Patriots.
First and 10 Jags at the 14 of Kansas City. 9 seconds remaining in the game. Bordis takes a snap at his right thigh. Comes to the near side. Intercepted in the end zone. Orlando Scandrick with the pick. The fourth interception for Kansas City. Three had been in the red zone in the end zone. One by Nelson, one by Lucas, and now one by Scandrick. And the Chiefs will wave goodbye to the Jaguars.
White remains in the huddle. James White will line off Brady's left hip. Hogan left slot inside of Dorsett. Allen along with Patterson to the right. Shotgun snap to Brady. Retreats in the pocket. Off his back foot. Throws toward the end zone. Left side. Caught by White. What a throw as Brady hits the deck. On target to James White. For the touchdown, Patriots!
Woo! What a game this is shaping up to be. What do you think?
This Sunday night matchup is going to be fantastic in Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick playing at home. They're a different team. Remember, Kansas City went there last year and embarrassed the New England Patriots. Don't look for that to happen anymore. They are getting healthy out there in New England, and they have returning guys back from injury, back from suspension, and back from a long layoff. I'm taking Tom Brady over the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs, and that record of 5-0. Good night, Felicia. Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Wow. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
And finally, it's time for our Broncos pick, which is brought to you by King Soopers, the official grocery store of the Broncos, the Rams, and the Broncos.
Cairo Santos with a critical PAT out of the hold of Johnny Hecker. Good snap. The hold is down. The kick is low and wobbly, and it is pulled wide left. Seattle still on top, 31-30. The Rams desperately missing Greg Zuerlein.
No huddle here. Case Keenum under center. Second and goal. Handoff. As he spins, he gives to Lindsay over the center. He's got the touchdown. Pushed by his line. Digs his way through. Carves a two-yard touchdown path. And the Broncos have taken the lead late in the third quarter. 19-13 over the undefeated Chiefs.
Alfred, give it to me, baby.
What a good game. What a good game. I think it's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of electricity. I'm going with the Rams. I just think that there is something that's going on with that team right now, with their starting quarterback. He has 1,727 yards passing in five contests, D-Mac. That is ridiculous. This guy is playing a brand of football that is over the top right now. And don't feel, you know, Todd Gurley, he's a fantastic player. But without the quarterback playing as well as he is, Jared Goff, man, it is hard to see them as an undefeated team right now. The Broncos have to find a way to get Case Keenum confidence. And it's going to be a hard week to do that when the Rams' best two pass rushers are in the middle of the defense. Case Keenum at 6 foot tall going against this group and that defensive line and that interior push, I think it's just too much.
Okay. What's the score?
I got the Broncos with 22. Call it 23. Broncos 23. I'm going to go Rams 31.
I'll go Rams 30, Broncos 23. Very close to you.
Well, guys, we've got 50 points being scored in a snow game.
Yeah, oh yeah. That doesn't matter.
Don't think so?
Snow is not as wet as rain.
No, and you got to understand something, too. The we've had warm temperatures leading up to Sunday.
Which means it's not going to stick.
And they have heated coils underneath the surface of Broncos Stadium Field at Mile High in the Pat Bowlen region. And the turf will be fine. The grounds crew for the stadium does an amazing job. It won't be that big of a deal. I do see scoring like that. Plus, Jared Goff is, 6'4 and has big hands.
The dude is on fire right now. I'm just telling you, the guy is on fire.
I think until the Broncos prove they can put up points, why would we expect them not to do it? I think they're going to, and the reason I say 30 instead of 31, I'm going to make it the same thing as the Chiefs. I don't know if you could stop a team like this from scoring 30 points. Well, the Broncos did that against the Chiefs, didn't they? They kept them to 27. And I said the magic number, I think, is 31 to win. So if I say Broncos 23, Rams 30, I still think it opens up the door, Al, for them to win the game. You know, one score game, it's right there. You had the Chiefs beat if you throw a pass to complete to Demaryius Thomas. I do not think this will be the blowout that everybody's aiming it to be. I think it'll be a tough, hard-fought game.
What did Vegas say it was going to happen?
It started at 7 at the beginning of this week, for sure. So I got it right. I got it right on the line, unless it's changed, Big Sexy. I don't know where it goes. This Oakley show would have this nailed down.
I've got the Rams minus 7, 51.5 under. Over on
there.
Wow.
So that's without me knowing the spread.
That's without me knowing the spread.
And the over under, it's right there. 53, huh?
51.5.
51.5. And I got it at 53.
I had it at 31-23, so I had it 54.
So I guess we should hop on a jet to Vegas.
I'm leaving on a jet.
Next plane. Okay.
You can go on the jet plane.
When we come back, Mark Schlereth, and we'll replay Mark being shamed this morning because he's got a super duper sense of humor. That's next.
Kane is in the building.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
I got to hand it to Mark Schlereth. Dude's got a... got a great sense of humor.
Mark Slayer, handsome son of a bitch, get out here.
So, Mark, man, you're a funny dude.
Well, thank you.
You're a funny guy. The video, you guys are awesome, by the way, for all the little back and forth we have. I mean, I'm laughing my butt off watching DeHuff and you, and we wish the Mike will be back soon, and, that's great. But it was funny. Should we replay it? And did you think Alfred was going to be with you this morning?
Yeah, I was like, "Where's Al?" I thought Al was getting shamed too.
No, that was never discussed.
All right, before we give it away, here is the audio from the video. Go ahead, Big Sexy.
What's up? It's DeHuff. I'm here with Mark Schlereth. Now, Mark Schlereth tied with Alfred Williams for the quarter for the football season as the worst record for the Fan Football Pick'em presented by King Supers. Mark, it's now time for you to do the walk of shame.
Well, first, why am I the only one? Why is Alfred
I'm not here.
Alfred's probably eating. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
So I have to do it myself. Yes. When Alfred and I both tied for the worst record.
Let's just shut up. Just let's do the walk of shame. Let's go, baby.
I'm ready. The walk of shame. Here we go.
Shame.
I actually Googled
shame.
This, and shame. In the Game of Thrones, you take your clothes off.
Nope. Keep your clothes on.
Right? No, you guys want me to take my clothes off, don't you?
No! Stop it! That's an HR issue.
That's what she does.
Shame. Who threw that?
Oh, shame. I suck.
I can't wait to read about this in more detail in the Bonneville Beat coming out next month. But that is in our sales off. That was really funny, Mark.
Yeah, you know what? The audio probably doesn't do it justice because everybody in the sales
pitch, throwing things at you.
You know, there's 30 people in sales pitch.
Yeah.
They're throwing stuff at me. You know, it's just like everybody couldn't wait to line up to boo me. So, I don't know. Maybe I've got a bad reputation.
No. It was awesome. All right, back to football, a little bit more serious. Did you already do your meetings? Mark is on the broadcast with Dick Stockton and Jennifer Hale. So, usually, this is the day. The broadcast team, pretty quirky situation for you, I guess, right? I mean, this doesn't happen normally in most situations. Usually, the play-by-play color team is from out of town. They're not here, you know, nitpicking things every day. So how is that for you?
I think that's an advantage because one team all year long.
Yeah, but I'm curious if they're going to hold back a little bit, knowing your particular situation, Mark.
No, you know what? The deal is, I think it's interesting. I found them very forthright today. Every player I talk to, every coach I talk to, they know the situation they're in. I mean, It's painfully obvious the situation they're in. Their backs are against the wall, and they get that. And so it was really good. I mean, they know that I watch everything and I study everything, and so that I'm pretty dialed in. So it's not gonna, you know, you can't lie to me about it. So it was great meeting. There is, you know, there's a great energy in the building right now. That doesn't mean they're gonna go out and win. You know, all likelihood, I think the Rams are a better football team, but it was really good meetings. It was a really lively practice, and the guys are upbeat. And, you know, like Vance said, if you listen to him yesterday, he goes, "We're just not going to let the Jets beat us twice." So he's gone out and gone to work, and they got a plan, and, you know, hopefully the plan they use, they execute well, and hopefully they can come away with a victory.
You know, Stink, the things that have happened this week with Bradley Roby missing a day after the game meeting, those things just don't normally happen in the world of football. How many times have you seen? I know you've seen it once because I've seen it once, and without having to bring the player up, I've seen it once. Have you seen it more than that?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't recall seeing it more than that. Al, it doesn't happen often. You know, every one of us has had one of those games.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, every one of us has had a game where we just got our ass kicked. I've been there. You know, I'm guilty.
No doubt.
And the bottom line is you got to man up and you got to come to work and you got to face your teammates. And that's part of the deal is facing the guys that you let down, facing the team that you let down, and essentially growing from it. And that's part of this business. It's part of this business that I love, man. I love laying it online for the guys and going out and playing hurt and injured for the guys. And if you don't play well, then facing the music. And when you're not willing to do that, or you have, you know, you go kind of the way it went with Bradley Roby, it's unacceptable. So, you know, I don't know, like, if they had more depth and had less injuries, he probably wouldn't be playing right now. They're not in a position to do that. You know, they're kind of stuck from a depth standpoint. But, you know, I know that they've dealt with that internally, and they weren't happy with him. And you know, especially not happy with the way he's played. And he's earned himself a position of lesser standing. But right now, because they're so injured, they really can't do that.
I have to ask you about the two members of the offensive line that are in question the most. And I was trying to figure out early in training camp, what did the Broncos see in Connor McGovern? Because he just kept getting bull rushed, and I told D-Mac early on, I'm like, they have to make a change there. Garcia's got him go there, and then D-Mac tells me on Tuesday, Connor McGovern is the third best guard according to Pro Football Focus. I'm like, well, I don't know what they're watching, but he's not a force at right guard. That right guard position is your power guy. You need a bigger guy there to move the needle. What did you see out of Connor McGovern?
I saw a guy that really struggled. You know, it's interesting, Al, because we've been around guys that were weight room strong that haven't transferred on the football field. Like, guy is incredible in the weight room.
Oh, no doubt.
On the field, and he's like a baby giraffe. You know, you're like, what happened? And Connor McGovern, for a big, strong guy, doesn't transfer that onto the football field. You know, I played with Tommy Nalen, and frankly, weight room wise, Tommy Nalen was weak as a kitten, like compared to most of us. Tommy Nalen was maybe the strongest dude on the football field that I've ever been around.
Right.
From a leverage standpoint, I mean, he was a freak.
Strong grippers, always held on to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and just played from a low to high plane. He got you standing up, and I mean, he was just great. So, you know, that weight room strength stuff is overrated to some degree. And that's what I saw. I saw what you saw. I just really struggled with pass protection. And the issue is, if your left tackle is going to give up pressures on a regular basis, you better be able to climb the pocket. And
right.
What happened to Case Keenum is that left tackle, you know, they're giving up pressures out there right now. They're struggling at that position. And Case Keenum can't step up because Connor McGovern's getting shoved into his lap. And so they needed to make that move. They had to make a change. They're making that change, and that's for the better.
Let me ask you about this last one I'll have for you. If Valdir was healthy, what do you do at your tackle positions if you were the coach?
If Valdir was healthy, if he was healthy and able to go, he'd be playing left tackle Sunday, and Billy Turner would stay at right tackle.
Okay. That's what kind of Troy implicated as well. It's just that I haven't, well, I don't know. Maybe you caught a different vibe from being out there. Maybe, you know, because they haven't really said that publicly. They've been supporting Bulls.
They're not going to say it publicly.
Well, I mean, because they're supporting Bulls because, you know, it's like Officer and a Gentleman, Officer Mayo, I got nowhere else to go. They don't have anybody that can play there right now. So, you know, the
what about Elijah Alexander? Elijah Wilkerson. I mean, it's a guy who did well in preseason.
Right. My understanding is he's not practiced well enough. And when you're a young player and you know you're not a veteran guy. If you're a veteran guy, they're like, hey, you didn't practice well or you've been injured, but we know you're a gamer. We know we can put you in there. And you're a young guy, you better practice well. And if you don't practice well, they just don't have enough faith in you to say, man, let's make this move. Now, he took some, you know, he's going to take some reps, but you got to be able to practice well to earn that spot if you're a young player. So that's kind of where they are right now. But, you know, I think one of the things you're going to see is they were 70% last week, 68% the week before in 11 personnel in spread, one back, one tight end, spread formations. They cannot hold up. Now, that's all the Rams play. That's it. That's the only personnel grouping there.
That's right.
That's all they.
That's
play.
The way they start the game. That's the way they finish it.
Yeah, that short yardage, goal line. I mean, this is who they are. But the thing you have to understand is to play that, you better be able to go 5 1-on-1s across the offensive line and say, now what? You want to break? We got this. And they're able to flood zones. They're able to get five guys out in the pattern because they got five guys that can hold up in spread formations and 11 personnel. The Broncos don't have that. They can't hold up front. So I'm just believing that they're going to get into two tights, two backs in a tight, whatever. They're going to play this game like they played against Seattle, which was far more kind of old base personnel. Like this is going to go back to, in my estimation, this will go back to 90s style football. What we saw back when you and I were playing, what base was, fullback, tailback, tight end. Two wide receivers. You're going to see a ton of that, or you're going to see one tailback, two wideouts, or two tight ends, or you're going to see some 22. Two backs, two tight ends. Mm. You're going to get them condensed this formation to help this offensive line you're going to see, I think, a different football team than we've seen the last 3 weeks.
Officer and gentlemen, where does love lift us up?
It lifts us up back where we belong.
That's right.
Where the Eagles soar or something like that.
There you go. Millennial Ben, it's Jennifer Warren and Joe Cocker. Google it. Thank you, Mark. Have a great broadcast.
See you later, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. And with that, some encouragement, a nice day, positive vibe here. You ready?
I am ready.
The Fire Up is next.